Welcome to the vocabulary lesson for the role of media 2. Let's get started. At the beginning of this article, we see the word propaganda. Propaganda basically means government lies. Government lies. Usually organized lies, right? They plan the lies. So organized lies from the government, we call that propaganda. Sometimes we might talk about propaganda from a company. Then we see the word slogan. A slogan is a phrase that we repeat again and again and again. Usually we use this in advertising, an advertising slogan. In the article, it talks about Woodrow Wilson's slogan, peace without victory. So during the election, he would say, peace without victory, peace without victory, peace without victory. That was his slogan. All right. And then we see the word pacifistic in this. Pacifistic. Pacifistic means peaceful. It also means anti-war, against war, against killing, against violence, and against war. So pacifistic, in this case, the American population was pacifistic. It means they were against war. They didn't want to fight in a war. Okay, we see the phrase committed to war, committed to doing something. If you're committed to do something, it means you are planning to do it. You really want to do it. You may be promised to do it. So committed to war means really you have decided you will go to war. Okay, we see the word commission here. The government created a commission. A commission is a group, an official group, kind of like a department or a committee. Very similar to committee. So commission, a commission is like a government group or an official group. All right, we see the word hysterical in the second paragraph. Hysterical means very emotional, very, very upset, and very, very emotional. So hysterical. Hysterical means very emotional. And then the next word is warmongering. Warmongering. It's two words together, war and mongering. Warmongering means war-loving. It means you love war. You want to have war. So the American government made the population warmongering. It turned them into a warmongering population, a war-loving population. They wanted to fight. They wanted to kill people. Warmongering. And then in the end of that paragraph, we see, tear the Germans limb from limb. A limb is an arm or a leg. So arms are limbs and legs are limbs. So tear, of course, means take off. So this is a common idiom, kind of a slang phrase. Tear somebody limb from limb. I want to tear them limb from limb. It means you want to attack them and hurt them very badly. Or attack them and kill them. So the Americans wanted to tear the Germans limb from limb. It means they wanted to attack and kill the Germans. Okay, we see the word achievement here. An achievement is a success, an accomplishment or a success. An achievement, something that you do well, something you succeeded at. All right, and then we see the phrase to whip up. The government whipped up. A hysterical communist scare. To whip up means to create, right? To make or create. Or it means to increase a lot, usually with emotions. But if you use it for create, to whip up, to create something, you can use it in cooking sometimes. I whipped up some food means I made some food very quickly. But if you whip up emotion, it means you increase somebody's emotion, usually somebody else's emotion. Okay, and again, we see hysterical, which means hysterical, very, very emotional and upset, hysterical. And we see the word red. Red, of course, you know the color red, but sometimes red means communist. And here it means communist. Okay, and we see the little two-word phrase, pretty much. It's succeeded pretty much in destroying unions. Pretty much means mostly. Mostly. Pretty much. I'm pretty much full after eating, right? It means I'm pretty much full means I'm mostly full. Pretty much. Pretty much. Okay? Then we see unions. Here the word union or unions means a workers' group, right? A group that fights for workers, tries to help workers. A union or unions. Unions. Union or unions. All right? We see the business establishment. There's a phrase, the business establishment. Establishment, the establishment. The establishment means the most powerful group. The most powerful group, maybe the oldest and most powerful group. It has an idea of kind of old and powerful. So the business establishment, the business establishment means the most powerful and old businesses or business people. Actually, it really means business people. All right. We see the word progressive here as an adjective, progressive intellectuals. Progressive, when used in politics, progressive means a liberal, kind of liberal, kind of left or liberal. So progressive intellectuals means liberal intellectuals. And we see a circle that took great pride, or this circle took great pride. A circle can mean a group of people. You know the normal meaning, of course. Circles are round, right, shape. But a circle can also mean a group of people. And that's what it means here. It means a group of people, a circle of people, a group of people. And to take great pride, to take great pride, or in the past tense here, took great pride. Took great pride means felt proud, felt very proud. Felt very proud, or to feel very proud, took great pride, or take great pride, same. All right? To drive somebody to do something. To drive. To drive means to push somebody or force them to do something. So the government drove, past tense, drove Americans into war. It means the government pushed the American people to war. They kind of forced them to fight, or they pushed them and encouraged them very strongly to fight, to drive. To drive somebody to do something means you make them do it, or you force them to do it, or you push them to do it. Okay, we see the word reluctant. Reluctant means hesitant. Reluctant. Reluctant means you don't really want to do something. It's an adjective. So a reluctant population means the people really don't want to do something. They really don't want to do it. Reluctant. That's reluctant. Reluctant means you feel you really don't want to do something. All right. And to elicit or eliciting means to bring out or cause. Right? If I elicit anger from you, it means I bring out anger from you, right? I cause anger to come out of you. It means I make you angry. So if I elicit anger, it's kind of like I pull anger out of you. That's to elicit, to elicit. And we see the word fanaticism here. Fanaticism means total belief. A very, very, very strong belief in something. A crazy belief in something. Fanaticism. Fanaticism. We talk about religious fanaticism. If you have religious fanaticism, it means you love your religion so much, you think every other religion is bad, you think your religion is totally good, 100%. So we can talk about Christian fanaticism. It means you think Christianity is the only true religion and all other religions are terrible. Or you could have political fanaticism. It means you think your country is the best and all other countries are terrible. It's fanaticism. Fanaticism. All right, we see the word fabrication here. It says there was a lot of fabrication. Fabrication basically means lying. Lying. Fabrication is lying. The action of lying. Fabrication. Fabrication. Fabrication means making something that is false. Making something that is not true. Fabrication. Fabrication. And then we see the word atrocities. Atrocities, atrocities. Atrocities means terrible, terrible actions. Very, very violent actions. For example, torture and murder and killing people, everybody. Those are atrocities. Atrocities. Very, very violent, terrible actions. Atrocities. Atrocities. All right. And then we're going to move on to the second page now. And we see the word disseminate here. To disseminate propaganda. To disseminate something means to spread it. To spread it. It means to give it to many, many people. Or to communicate it to many, many people. You can disseminate a disease, for example. You have a cold and you sneeze and you give the cold to many, many other people. You are disseminating the virus, right? You're disseminating the disease. If you talk about communication, disseminating propaganda, it means you're spreading the propaganda. You are telling the lies to many, 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 many people. To disseminate. Disseminate is a verb. Disseminate. We see the word, the verb concoct. Here in the article it says concocting. They were concocting lies. To concoct or concocting means creating. Making or creating. Concocting means creating or making. Sometimes has an idea of making something that's false, but not always. So concocting. Concocting means creating. And then convert. To convert means to change. To change, to convert. We've had that word before. To convert means to change, usually to change from one thing into something else. Maybe from one idea into another idea, one belief into another belief, one religion into another religion. That's convert, convert, convert. And finally, in the last paragraph, we have the word state, state propaganda. In this case, the word state means government. So government propaganda, state, state propaganda, state propaganda, government propaganda. And finally, we have the word deviation. Deviation, deviation. Deviation means a variation. It means small changes from the norm, what is normal. So deviation means you change, you go away from the normal thing. You get away from some standard or some rule. That's deviation. Deviation means variation from what is normal, or variation from what is accepted, or variation from what is most common. That's deviation. Deviation. Usually has a little bit of a negative idea, but here it does not have a negative idea. It's deviation. That's deviation. All right, that is all of the vocabulary for this article. Move on to the mini story.